I just listened to the Vsauce guy talk about time. What is time? And I made a comment on his channel. People be saying, "What? What's that?" Time is the instant message of the cross by the Spirit in all ages. That's all it is. Time is revealing Jesus in cycles. They can't understand it because they're trying to figure out it in the flesh. It's a spiritual thing. And the code reveals it. Why do you keep talking about code? Because you're in it. It's a codex. It's a book. You're in a book. You're in a 3D book. T-I-M-E. T is the cross. I-M is instant message. E is spirit. Every moment of every day is revealing Jesus by the Spirit, revealing the cross. That's why you cross the street, cross your arms, cross your legs, cross with your neighbor, crosshair, cross-eyed, crossword puzzles. Look around you, you'll see crosses everywhere. You'll see patterns everywhere. You're in it. It's a projection. And every moment of every day is birthing you into that, trying to birth you in to that oneness. And then once you get birthed, it's cutting out the old Adam moment by moment. Time is the instant message of the Spirit revealing the cross. T is the cross. I am is instant message. E is the Spirit. It's encoded. And you might say, well, how does that work? Because it's a hologram. It's a holograph. It's wholly written. It's completely written. That's why the people, that's why when one person leaves your world with a certain name, they show back up. It's a different person, but the same name. Why? Because you're in a story. It is a trip. When you see it, you'll be like, wow. There's really no such thing as time. All time is a cycle to birth you into your new state. That's all it is. You can actually enjoy time or live outside of time or look at the past, look at the future, look at the now, but it's all the now anyway. There's nothing new under the sun. And then, you know, in that video he talks about technology. It doesn't matter if technology changes, still the same thing. What do? You go to work, you go home, you eat, you sleep. A tablet is no different than the tablet of your heart. A tablet is no different than a book. You're writing in a book. It's to the point now where there's really nothing else to talk about. It's just trying to reveal it to people to show them. When you've been through it 1,000 times, whatever it is, anything, chewing your food 1,000 times, going to work, same conversation 1,000 times, like, how much more can you take, you know? All you're doing is teaching other people to see past time. Really, so if you think about this, and if you pay attention, if you really pay attention to what I'm getting ready to say, and you pay attention to it, just click a video or a recording and listen to what somebody said. Now, Google that. Somebody said it 20 years ago. Somebody said it 100 years ago. Why are people just repeating the same thing? Because there's nothing new. The only people that are saying it are the people who just became aware of it. Today I said a saying to somebody. I said, keep the shop and the shop will keep you. Well, people who've never heard that, they're trying to figure out what does that mean. But once you comprehend that, keep the shop and the shop will keep you, then you'll think, Yeah, that makes sense. But it seems new. But actually, that was said years and years and probably 100 years ago. But it's new to you. But it's not a new concept. It's just new. If you've never heard it before, it's new to you. It's a powerful concept. Keep the shop and the shop will keep you. It's a fractal. But not only that, it's telling you to run your business and your business will keep you running. Do you understand what I'm saying? Keep the shop and the shop will keep you. It's kind of like take care of your wife and your wife will take care of you. Or take care of your husband and your husband will take care of you. And so, it's a fractal, people. And really, when you meditate on that, take care of the shop and the shop will take care of you, it's like, wait a minute. How's that even possible? Because it's the same concept of the seed is it within the seed. The truth is within the truth. The will is within the will. So when you put a watermelon seed in the ground, 100 watermelon seeds come back in a container, and that container represents a deep truth. Contain, together, grasp. Anyway. Keep the shop and the shop will keep you. It's true for everything. And so some of these eternal truths, you'll start to see some common denominators, conversations, words, symbols, shapes. You're going to break it down to its basics. If you break everything down to its basics, you'll see there's just only a few kind. There's only a limited amount of shapes and there's only a limited amount of words, because the more words you add, you're just adding on top of the four basic words. And the four basic words are cut, turn, union, and flow. There's nothing else. And when you realize there's nothing else in the natural, then you start to look for the spiritual. And so what's in the spiritual? Really, it's just oneness. The natural's division and being brought back to source. You're a piece cut off from source, just like a boomerang, and you're being cut back into source. And so when you look at the natural realm, you'll see there's only four words that cover everything that you do. Cut. When you walk, you're cutting a groove. When you drive, you're cutting a groove. Turn. You turn around. Turn out some copies, copy machine, cut the paper, anything. You're not going to find anything outside of that. You're not going to find anything outside of cut, turn, union, and flow. Calculus, everything. And so when you see that, you'll get to the point where you'll say, well, if all life is cut, turn, union, and flow, then I'm just repeating the same thing every moment, no matter what I do. Exactly. So what is it? What does that mean? That means you're in a worship service. I dated this girl one time. Really, twice. I dated her. Dated her in high school, and then 20 years I dated her again. She never changed. But she said, I don't want to go to heaven because all they do is play harps. I thought, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But in heaven, praising God with no pain, no sorrow, no hunger pains, you're not thirsty, you're not tired, is a whole lot better than being down here dealing with paying the bills, going to work, getting tired, having to take a shower, brush your teeth, all that stuff that you got to do. That's monotony. That's monotony. But praising God is not monotony. But from the flesh mind, it don't make sense because they're so caught up with this place. But this place gets old. This place gets old. And when you actually see that everything breaks down to simple terms, cut, turn, union, flow, then you have to ask yourself, well, how come that's not depressing? Well, it would be depressing to the unsaved. But to the saved, you say, okay, well, if everything is the same truth, I got a can, there's some soup here. What would I do? I would open the can, I would pierce it, I would cut the top off of it. As I'm turning the thing to open the can, there's the turn. I'm lifting the lid, pouring the soup into a bowl. There's the flow. I'm eating it. My teeth cut it. It becomes a part of me. There's the union. It goes through you. It flows through you. You go to the bathroom. Drink some water. You keep going through the same process over and over and over every day. Put your key in the car, cut, you turn it, ignite, union, and you go down the road, flow. Everything is cut, turn, union, and flow. So you don't even need CERN. You know more than CERN if you do this with the language will reveal everything. CERN's trying to solve all the mysteries. You're in a book. You're in a 3D version. You're a character in a 3D book. That's why you're a character. That's why you have a name. That's why a chapter is called a chat. A chap. He's a chap. Chapter. That's why when you look at a book, it has a spine. Because you got a spine. You're in a book. You are a character in the book. It's a script. It's a scripture. Your script. This is real, people. When you get a hold of the fact that you're in a story, you're in a script, you're in a compilation. It's not just a book. It's like a movie, a book. It's like a musical. It's like a opera. It's all that. It's all that. It's all of it. Then when you face off with somebody that's causing trouble or drama, you can just die. It doesn't matter. You just die to you. Okay. So they want to have a Jezebel spirit and fight. Well, you don't have to fight with them. You just die. Die to yourself. You don't have to fight with them. Ignore them. Walk away. Why would you want to get in an argument with somebody? It don't even matter. Tomorrow, it won't matter. A year, it won't matter. 10 years, you won't even think about it. You'll forget about it. When you see it, it's just so funny that our whole life we worried about certain stuff that didn't matter. And so it's like you're scratching your head thinking, how come nobody ever talked about it? Because nobody because the cares of this life blinded them. Nobody took the time to sit down and meditate and cut the music off, cut the TV off, cut the noise off. It's so obvious what's happening. When you sew a cloth, right? You put the sewing machine, the needle pierces, and you sew these strings, and you make a cloth, right? And you make a sheet or some kind of fabric. So the fabric of space-time is the same way. So you can sew patterns in the fabric of space-time. First you sew them with your thoughts, and then you sew them with your hands, and then you sew them with your legs, then you just walk it out. But you first sew it with your thoughts, and it actually starts to play out. When you really get good at meditating, you don't really have to do it with your hands. It just appears. When you really get your thoughts into a pattern mindset, stuff just starts to appear. You don't even have to do anything. It just appears out of nowhere. Opportunities, people, stuff just starts to appear. I'm telling you. Money, everything. It just starts to appear when you control your thoughts and you stay in peace and you stay in a worship mindset. Stuff just starts to appear. For real. I'm not even joking, because really it's not even real. It's a hologram. What's real? The spirit's real. Your mind is spirit. The 3D is going to burn up. The 3D is not even real. What's real is your spirit, man. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Jesus said, the words I speak, they're spirit and life. It has to appear. It has to birth, because everything is a reflection. Everything is a copy. You're outside of time when you're in the spirit. Those who are in the flesh, they are under drudgery and they are in time. They're not outside of time and they're miserable in their time zone. But you can zone out of time and zone into the spirit and be outside of time. And I think that's how you quit age. I think I figured out how you can age slower. Is you set your mind in the spirit and you don't age as fast. I see people my age, they look like 10 years older. It's like, because they got the cares of this life that's just dragging them down. They really do look a lot older. It's like blows my mind. I'm like in a time bubble. That's what it's like. It's real. The reason I'm laughing is because the flesh mind can't hear it. When they hear you talk, they're trying, what's he talking about? The flesh mind cannot even hear this. And it takes the renewing of your mind. And I don't know if anybody could see it without the code. Some people I talked to, they were able to see it without doing the code. I don't know how, because I had to have the code to see it. Had to break it down into its parts, you know. You know you're in a book because everything represents something else. So when you read a book, you're actually reading and imagining something else. When you read a book, the book is describing something else. So the heavens declare the glory of God. Everything in the natural describes something else. It's a book. The tree represents something that's faithful and stable, upright, faith. The street or the road represents the way, the path, walk in your path. Life is really simple. If life seems complicated to you, you've lost the way. It's really simple. It's really simple. What's the conclusion of the matter? Seek God and keep His commandments. What are His commandments? To believe on His Son whom He has sent. God is happy with His Son. And to love your neighbor as yourself. So when you walk in agape love, you fulfill every law or everything under, you're above the law. Once you walk in agape, you're above the law. You can forgive anybody, because you know everybody is a piece cut off per the Son, per Son. Everybody is a hue man, a different hue, a different color. So when you look at somebody else, you're actually looking at yourself. They go through the same struggles. That's why a high priest has to be taken from the people, because they have to go through what you've gone through. How can you be a priest if you haven't experienced the pain of others, you know? Kings and priests unto God. So when you see past time and you go to work or you go rub shoulders with somebody and you see somebody all stressed out and you try to help them see that it's going to work out no matter what it is. And it might work out to where you're dead, but at least it worked out. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. So my point is, you can help other people as kings and priests. You can actually help other people to get through stuff. Somebody asked me one time, how'd you make it through that? What are you talking about? By faith. Everything's by faith. You walk by faith, not by sight. Anyway. If you take the distance between where you're standing and your front door, and you half it, you get halfway there. You take the distance from there to your front door and you half it, you get a quarter way, a eighth, a 16th, a 32nd, a 64th. You never get to the door. You take a half of, and you'll never reach the door. So that tells you that time is not continuous, because if you never reach the door, that's contrary to your real life experience, because you know you reached that door. But every time you take a step, you're halfway there, a third there, a quarter there, whatever. So if you half it each time, you would never reach the door. But the fact that you reach the door tells you that space and time are like concrete. You can't really see it probably, but they're not continuous. It's discrete pieces. And if you take the fact that it's discrete pieces of space and time, that tells you that each moment is another discrete piece of space and time. So it's the same. You're not really experiencing anything new. It's the same. It's hard to grasp, but if you really think about it, there's a measurement problem in this reality. There's a measurement problem. You measure something and you think that's the measurement. How do you know time didn't stretch and space didn't stretch during that measurement? You don't. Because if time and space stretched, your ruler would stretch with you. So it's all relative except for one thing. And what is that one thing? Christ. The measuring stick of all things is Christ. He is quantum physics, from Him, through Him, and to Him. And if Christ is everywhere, then you have a measurement problem. You have a space problem. You have a time problem. If Jesus is everywhere, God is everywhere, you have a problem. You try to run from God, hide from God. You try to escape the karma or reaping what you sow. It's impossible. It's impossible. You can't escape the fact that you're actually swimming in the Word. It's all around you. You're a piece cut off from it. You live and drink and have your being because of the Word. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. Where are you going to go? So you might as well be content where you're at. Where are you going to run to? What are you going to do? What are you going to do that's make you more happy? You can be the most happy you can be is right now where you're at. Now if you're with a narcissist, get them out of your space and you'll be happier. But you know what I'm saying. How is it that I'm talking now 30 minutes from now, hour from now, day from a year from now, somebody hears this and it resonates with them. How is that possible? How can sound travel through space? How can sound and a person's mannerisms or their accent travels with it? How is that possible? Because the word is everywhere. The word penetrates all things. God's word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, to the dividing asunder of spirit, soul, joints, and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. Only the word can penetrate your heart and your spirit. That's why when somebody's talking, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you start to cry or something. You might watch a movie and you start to cry. How can a movie, how can you cry when you watch a movie? How's it even possible? Because you identify with it, because it's actually an image of yourself. You're actually looking at yourself. You're a piece of the Word, and everywhere you look is a piece of the Word. How can you identify with a cup that has water in it? You can only understand a cup because your hands can make a cup and you can drink water. You can put your hands under the sink and make a cup out of your hand and drink the water. How can you understand the clay out there in the ground in front of you, in your front yard? Because you're clay. You can only understand what you are. The mysteries are right in front of you. And they're really not hard, but it takes a while to retrain your brain to get rid of the education that the world tried to put you under, the lies of the system. And it's, you can know all things, and you don't even need a professor. You got the Holy Spirit. He'll teach you. If you want to learn it, it's right there. It's right. Everywhere you look is the same truth. Everywhere you look is the same truth, that means you're either disconnected from the truth or you're still on the journey of seeing that. Look around you. Everything in front of you is a pattern. Your blinds, your carpet, your flooring, your wallpaper, your paneling. The table, the clothing, everything's a pattern. Everything's a pattern. Pa-ti-turn. Pa is God the Father. T is the cross. Turn, pattern. He's turning out copies. It's a copy machine. You're in a copy machine. The womb, the earth, the universe, the Milky Way. The Milky Way is milking out spiritual copies to teach you how to walk the way. The universe is universe, one turn. Every day is the same. Every moment is the same. Only thing is different is you're moving from state to state, from glory to glory to glory to glory. You're moving, you're growing, you're developing in the inner man. And if you're not, it's a sad, sad state of being. It's sad. If you're not growing, that's... Yeah, but I'm 60 years old. Are you still not... So you quit growing at 60 on the inner man? I don't think so. Once you quit growing, you might as well be dead, you know? Anyway. I'm done. It's really a trip to the experience. The experience is worth it, you know. But there's no, you know, people can make comments or whatever. Every comment that's ever been, any comment that anybody can make has already been said 1,000 times. For real. And so this is why, I think this is why the deep state
as we approach source code more and more, the deep state, the truth is so obvious right in front of you. The deep state has to put masks and shut us down and cause fear and all, because the drama takes your eyes off of the eternal and back to the temporal. And that's the whole game. That's all they're doing. It's all lies. To get your mind off the eternal back to the temporal. That's the whole game of all this. That's all.